Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Ah, James! Wow. James!
Wow.
Mine is spinning today.
Really?
I'm out of control today. I want to preface that to the audience. I'm out of control today.
Oh, no.
Right? There's a lot going on. In sports, this is not a sports show, so we will not be talking about it at all.
Although I am a McAfee fan.
I know, me too.
And an Aaron Rodgers fan.
It's tough. I mean, look, we covered this at the end of Drinking Bros Sports yesterday. I'll be happy to talk about it with you at the top here. It's... What do you do when one of your favorite personalities breaks the way that they shouldn't? And how do you react, and what's the thing? Like... I've said this before in the past with, let's take Bud Light. I never liked that product, so I didn't fucking care. That was like the final step to me where I was just like, great, I don't care. Because I've never liked the drink anyways. Mm-hmm. Now I'm more than happy to have anything else on the side. What do you do when it's your fucking dude that does the wrong thing and then you don't feel like you can support him
Who
anymore?
Has done the wrong thing, though?
McAfee did.
Okay.
And... we brought this up yesterday. So obviously Aaron Rodgers has had his back and forth over there with Jimmy Kimmel. Both are owned by ESPN, or I'm sorry, Disney, which owns ESPN and ABC, which is where McAfee is, and Jimmy Kimmel are. It appears as if they caved McAfee and those guys, his whole team over there, and said, we're not having Rodgers on anymore and blah, blah, blah. We're glad to get rid of him. It was just too much, and we're not political and everything else, blah, blah, blah. The backlash was unbelievably swift. We covered it at the end of the show because Bob caught it. Shout out to Bob for finding that at the end of yesterday's show. But I wanted to see what would happen throughout the night. So you were sleeping. I'm up kind of looking through news articles for the day and everything else. McAfee posts an entire paragraph, which I didn't know you could do on Twitter this long. I mean, it was... like a goddamn Bible on there of what happened, you know, why he did it, what his intentions were and everything else. And it didn't match what he had said live on air. And then we pop in right now live here. And you're saying Rodgers is going back on air now after McAfee said he was never coming back?
Rodgers appears to be on air right now. I have the clip of him coming on air, essentially.
Okay.
Now to chit chat about massive names being, you know, amicably departed from two teams at a very, very high level. He's a 4-time NFL MVP and a man who is a Super Bowl champion. Ladies and gentlemen, the last human that Bill Belichick talked to on the field as the New England Patriots head coach, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. What?
Aaron, how you doing, pal?
Can you guys see me?
Yeah, you look fantastic. You look great. Clearer than whenever you usually call us from wherever, actually.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I'm out here in the woods, so I'm glad I can't see you guys, so this is perfect.
All right, stop the line. You look great. You need to know that. You're out in the woods, obviously, doing your off-season stuff.
Activities. Fucking of course.
Activities, yeah. Adventures. Yeah,
they're having sex in the woods with Aubrey Marcus.
Is that a good way to describe it?
That the off-season has begun, yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm happy you take some time here to chit-chat with us. Joining us now to chit-chat about...
So, look, I'll find out what this is later. The backlash against McAfee was unbelievably swift. Me, personally, I was ready to write him off after yesterday, and then reading his fucking rant on Twitter, which made no fucking sense at all. But he is my favorite dude in sports. He's my favorite sports personality. He's my favorite on-air personality. I would say it's probably akin to if Hoda just came out and said some fucked up shit of, you know, I hate Guy Fieri. You'd be like, well, bitch, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done here. Okay.
Okay.
We're done.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know what to think. I'll go back to this later. The only thing that I was thinking about as this was taking place and we were about to go on air and all this shit is there was a quote from Dave Portnoy over at Barstool Sports. Now, a lot of people forget that's where McAfee started, was over there. He was at Barstool. Contract was up. They're trying to renegotiate. FanDuel backed up the truck, and he got to do his own show on YouTube. They kept the name.
Pat McAfee, like, just 2.0 or whatever.
Right.
Which so was, they like, had the beginning of people kind of realizing, like, oh, okay, like, you can keep... If you just change fun. A couple things, yeah. you know, you yeah. can make it fun. You can make it flirty.
Totally. We were all in, and it was great. And then he takes the ESPN deal, and everybody knew immediately, like, well, great, you take that deal.
Yeah.
You can't swear... You got to report to, you know, yeah. Disney. You're not reporting to ESPN. You're reporting to fucking Disney.
He's just corporate now.
Corporate.
That's basically what it is. And he doesn't want to lose all this stuff. My only thing is, like, Jimmy Kimmel really has...
I can't figure that out either.
His weenie ass...
I know. I can't figure it out.
...has this much, like, I can make fun of you endlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about anti-vax, like, get people... I'm sure Aaron Rodgers got a bunch of... shit for all of that stuff at that time saying that
oh yeah
and calling him out on it yep. and all of this is not great for careers, right? And so I'm sure there's a little bit of a, you know, and then he says one thing that's clearly a joke. I'm calling my lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just such a little fucking weenie.
I hate him. I hate Jimmy Kimmel. He never used to be like that.
But anyway,
look, when I said this yesterday, when you want to go mainstream like that, you have to change and do a complete 180 to be accepted by the world like that as a late night talk show host. That's what Jimmy Kimmel decided to do by going from the Man Show, which was awesome and fun. I didn't even give a shit about the blackface and the titties on trampolines and all that stuff. That's why I watched it. I loved it. It was funny. It was all done in the vein of comedy. I don't think one part of that was racist whatsoever with the Karl Malone bit and everything else. He'd gotten permission from him too. I don't care about any of that. I care about how he changed and why he did it and the things he's doing now. And it's all phony. It's a fucking act and it's all bullshit. And my biggest fear was McAfee was going to turn out to be the same way by going corporate like this. And then sure enough, it happened yesterday. And I was like, well, fuck you, dude. Because what made that show was Aaron Rodgers popping in on Tuesdays on YouTube when it was just a YouTube show. And he was showing up every Tuesday. And you were like, oh, fuck. Even when we found out later he was getting paid $1 million a year, I was still like, all right, well, shit. I think I said it live on this show. I go, if we had the capability to pay an Aaron Rodgers to come on Drinking Bros Sports every Tuesday, fucking bet your sweet ass that back up the truck to do it. We get a lot of goddamn eyeballs on it, but he's beyond that now. And why Disney chose him over McAfee, I don't really get it. The audiences and the numbers simply don't match up. Kimmel's rocking, what did we say, 1.6 million yesterday?
Something like that, yeah.
Whereas McAfee's getting right around 750 on ESPN, I think another 400,000 on YouTube, all the clips, everything else. And then let's not forget, he hosts Game Day. He does all the on-the-field shit. Yeah. He does a million things that add up to way more than what Kimmel does. I simply don't understand, especially with ad rates being slashed. I had a phone conversation about this morning because podcasts are very similar. I was talking to the ad team about it, and it was just like, hey, guys, where are the numbers and everything else? And they're like, great, show's doing great, ratings are doing great. That's all we really care about.
Now, this, like, is, all right. This is interesting, if it's worth noting at all, as far as Kimmel versus McAfee and audience.
Mm-hmm.
McAfee's YouTube subscribers,
mm-hmm.
2 million two, and change, like 2.2 million, something like that.
Okay.
Kimmel? 19 million YouTube subscribers.
Jesus really? Christ, really?
Yeah.
Well, there is money in that. There's value in that for sure. You know, we've tried to get a YouTube channel to flourish for us, but, you know, obviously with the controversies and everything else. Fuck, even having a thumbnail, we got reported yesterday for nudity, Joel? Is he back there?
I think it was for... Oh, the thumbnail maybe was. We got kind of dinged for the
it was age gated for probably the
no, this was Ross Patterson Revolution.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
On YouTube for our end of the year show, they dinged the thumbnail, and I guess they were like, oh, you might accidentally put nudity in. Joel does that. I didn't get to see it because it got yanked so fast.
I know, but he knows not to put, like, straight-up nudity.
I don't know what Joel knows. He lives in a fucking trailer behind the goddamn studio. So, like, let's be real about what Joel does and doesn't know in this world.
Right.
He lives in a van down by our little river back there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever that embankment is.
Well, just where the water comes off the... What is it? The drainage. The drainage. He lives in a van down by the drainage of our studio. And
we've
we
listeners
love it
here today. I'm sure you guys rolled up and you were like, and what the fuck is this trash panda fucking,
but in a way it's perfect.
Studio,
and we,
it's great.
and we love it.
We love all of it.
But last thing we'll say on this is, I believe they were friends. I believe they talked behind the scenes. I believe that Pat was like, dude, if you just apologize, we're good. And he's like, I'm not fucking doing that. And Pat's like, okay, well, this is what I need to do. And they're dudes, and they're both, like, doing what they need to do. And I'm sure they had a conversation of, like, dude, I'm gonna have to, you know, if you don't want to do this, if you don't want to come on and apologize, I'm going to have to, like, totally go off.
And I completely understand that. And this is what Dan and I were on Fox News for two nights ago for Jesse Waters. And we did this story on here, which is why we're talking about it here, is there is a way to do it politely and just say, hey, Aaron and I talked. It's amicable. He's not going to be on the show for a while. And then that's it. He didn't have to say, oh,
we don't know,
I'm glad
what he
this
had
is
to
over.
Do. We don't know what he had to do.
Look,
he
Dan,
is fucking corporate.
Dan said he's convinced it was, you know, there was an AK off screen making him say the words that were on a prompter. He could be right. I wouldn't put it past Disney for sure.
Basically,
like, yes.
If they're threatening to fire him from stuff, if they're threatening to take stuff away to some people, and probably to him, that's a gun to his head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to have to make it so that you show that you really do not like this.
Right.
You can't just be like, oh, he's not here anymore. You've got to address it, and you've got to be on the right side. And he's like, God damn it.
I would have fought back on that and said, look, I'll get him out of here. I'm going to do it on my own terms in a nice, polite way because we're friends. And,
you can
and we're not
that
doing that.
Because you own the company. Pat McAfee does not. Oh, I know it
he
seems
used to.
Like
he
owns.
To own
I know,
the
but he doesn't.
He negotiated
now.
His own contract.
I know.
With Disney. He doesn't have an agent. He did all of it. So I think that's. By the way, that is the one benefit. If there's only one, just one benefit of having an agent is having your agent make that phone call for you, so that way you can negotiate what the fucking statement's going to be said and read. And he does not have that. And that I know. But let's not talk about what people are getting wrong. Let's talk about what people are getting right these days. Okay,
right.
We'll throw people under the bus for doing fucked up shit and everything else. Let's praise people today.
Hold on, I have a little update. I'd like to wildly speculate for a second.
Okay, tell me it's from Aubrey Marcus.
Yeah, it's from Aubrey Marcus.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
So I'm just wondering what he had to
did. Now it's
is
a little
new?
Bit. Yeah, this is new. This is a little bit of a subtweeting going on. But is this Aubrey? This post spree related to the Aaron Rodgers drama of the last 24 hours. You tell me.
There is a jet there, Bob. Is that a jet? Is it one of the emojis at the end of it?
Dragon, fire heart, and then swords.
I apologize.
Cross
swords.
I apologize. Swords.
Swords.
Yeah. Swords.
So this first tweet from Aubrey that he posted, the code of the warrior poet.
Yeah. Ooh.
I know this code, actually.
The warrior poet.
Yeah, I know it.
Move toward your fear. feel everything.
Yeah.
Sure.
Stand for something.
Got it.
Sing your unique song.
I do it daily.
Laugh devilishly. Yes. Love angelically. Fuck like it's your last time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Sure do.
Every time.
Wow.
Embrace your fate.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember, you will die. But your story will live forever.
So gosh, I know the code of the warrior.
Though,
I know the code of the warrior. I actually know this one. I'm not kidding. Uh-huh. The only one that I don't agree with in this is the last one. But your story will live forever. That's not true.
No.
I was at a Walmart a few days ago, and every single person in that store, you will not remember one of their stories ever for the rest of your life.
Weren't amongst other warrior poets. The poet story will live forever.
Well, that's a good segue into the the wine house. I mean, cannot forget her story.
There
huh?
is another post. It's a post spree. I just want to say,
go.
Yeah. Okay.
Go, Bob.
Now, I think this, again, you tell me, is this related to Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, it's so ambiguous. We don't know.
Yeah. You want to get back at someone who hurt you? Be happy. Laugh.
Ooh.
Forget their name on accident.
Oh, that's very passive aggressive.
It did, yeah.
Orgasm.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Smile.
Yep.
Yep.
Eat sushi and say, wow.
Well, I'd love to. We don't have a good place here.
But, we can't do that here. We're going to have to travel. Yeah. Go ahead.
Play.
Right.
Dance.
Simple.
Go bowling with bumpers.
Fucking loser.
Can you fucking imagine Aubrey Marcus
bowling with bumpers? You fucking
what
loser.
Do we have? Cardinal lanes? What do
bowling,
we have here?
Loser.
Bowling with bumpers is the name of his autobiography.
Yeah, exactly. And the bumpers are two fleshlights because his dad created the company.
Exactly. And it's all his money that he like grew up with as the bumpers. Yeah.
Trip balls and make art.
Well, I think
it's fine.
Loving your life is the only revenge. Middle finger emoji, green heart.
Right.
If loving your life is the only, then you don't need to post anything on social media. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but you have to let people know that you're living the revenge life, or else it's not.
Or they're not going to know.
Or else you're not really living it.
Or they're not. Or the person that follows you is not going to know that you're having the revenge. Yeah, doesn't know
that you're passive aggressively sending a text through your platform.
God damn it!
Which I love
again, and I'm going to stop this right here. We're throwing people under the bus today. Let's do people who are getting it right. Okay. Let's do the Calvin Klein. They're getting it right over there. Okay. It's time to praise some companies again. I feel like we shit on people too much, and it's like, do the McAfee thing. I'm going to take a break from McAfee.
Sure.
A while too.
We're going to see how that
shakes
out.
Yeah. But, in the meantime, dude, let's praise fucking Calvin Klein. Also, let's start with Jeremy Allen White. So go to the Jeremy Allen White Calvin Klein commercial here, because Jesse was like, I definitely want to talk about this. You guys have all your bullshit every day. She doesn't know that I felt the same excitement and passion as she did, and it just...
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead and play this for the audience.
10 seconds? No.
No, it's longer.
Full...
There it is.
Full ad, yeah.
Yeah. 24 seconds. There you go. 24 That's seconds enough. Is enough.
That's
of
enough.
This. Yeah. I mean, there's a little too much for people, you know? Jesus Christ. Tricep workouts. I mean,
the apple.
Yeah.
Classic.
We didn't see it again, Bob, okay? Apple. I'm married, all right? I don't want to lose my wife today, all right?
It's a little bit too hard body for me, but it's the face, it's the looks, it's the vibe. Body-wise, it's a bit too.
But here's what it is for women, I think, and tell me if I'm right or wrong on this. It's the show The Bear.
Yeah.
Because it's, one, he's a great actor. Two, it's about cooking, which is every woman's fantasy, is to be married to a chef. And then you could eat the most amazing, you know, meals every single night and all that other stuff. And then, boom, he takes off his clothes. And guess what? Right there. Pop this up, Bob. Great picture. Pop that up. He doesn't have a chef's body.
He's not a chef.
Nope.
Yeah.
Because a real chef is 315 pounds. He's fucking shredded, and I could wash my clothes.
He just played a wrestler. Abs.
I know.
Yeah.
But still, it's all of the imagination combined. You told me something wild, though, behind the scenes.
Yeah. About his custody agreement. He has to, like, I think he has to blow every day.
Yeah.
That's part of his custody.
Tell him what he's blowing. Like you're just leaving that there as if it's
oh,
dudes.
As if everyone has a DUI. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So sorry. Yep. I always just think that we're all like in this together.
Back it up for the audience.
Yeah. So he has to blow into a breathalyzer every day to make sure that he's proved that he's staying sober so that he can keep his kids. Now, did he have a problem? I'm not sure, but if my husband, that was Jeremy Allen White, at this peak that he was at, I would put every fucked up stipulation on him. I'm like, you have to, you have to blow into a breathalyzer. Oof. You have to test your clothes for if they're clean literally every single day, stuff like that.
Here's what an actual chef looks like, who's actually on the bear as well.
Yeah. The problem is he's not a great actor, but...
He's not a bad actor.
But he's a good chef.
He's not a bad actor, but he's not a great one.
That's a real chef, and you're not going to see him in a Calvin Klein ad anytime soon.
Christmas episode.
Look, he's great.
He's fine.
Like, he's great. They let him improv just a little bit too much, but he is great, and he's a great addition, and it's awesome.
That's why Bobby Flay fucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's the one
100%.
Chef. 100%. He's the one 100% chef.
Yep.
I know.
And we talk about it all the time. Every time, because Jesse's got a cooking channel on all day long at our house, which is fine. Like, the way they've kind of classed up that channel, to be honest with you, I hate the afternoon shows and all that other shit. I'd rather watch the cooking channel shit, because you got Guy Fieri doing fucked up shit.
Not since Bourdain.
Yeah, but I said some chefs.
Well, some chefs. Let's face it. Bourdain wasn't a chef at that point.
The power of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I like 100%. How the woman he shows the woman he hung himself over.
I was saying that's Anthony Bourdain and his killer.
Yeah.
You guys what? Are so dumb.
That's
You've
his murder.
Always been so dumb.
She murdered him, and you kind of get it. Like,
well, then you just prove my point, like how powerful we are and how fucking weak you guys
100%.
Are.
100%. And wait, to add to that, Bob, pan that picture one more time. Whenever a woman has an angel with wings coming out of her pussy like that, you know something psychotic is going down in the bedroom where you're just like
to do whatever.
You're gonna hang yourself.
Wait, the way that angel's set up is her vagina also the angel's vagina.
Yes. Zoom in. I'm not kidding. Really look at it. Zoom in.
Fucking baller. Yeah. She was, dude.
Look at that.
What
dude.
A fucking.
I think
murder.
I think you know the holes line up.
Easily.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. That's a
He's
different take.
Fucking an
it's
angel.
A different take.
He's having
I like
sex
it.
With an angel.
I like it. Well, most people just do the wings on the side. That is awesome.
You know amazing, who, dude. You know who was an angel, don't you?
Who?
Lucifer.
Yeah. True.
Sure, yeah.
Very true. Very true. We often forget.
Yeah.
We often forget.
Yeah. Bob likes to remind us constantly.
Yeah.
Of all the religious, yeah.
But ladies, know that I'm with you on this one, yourself included. Like, even I watched that thing, I was like, oh my God, am I still straight? Like, I was questioning my own sexuality.
But you know, weirdly,
like,
we weren't even looking at the washboard. It was like all the looks he was doing, like the look backs, the fucking,
He's just cool.
He just cool. Like, he could, honestly, it's a lot how much, like, the washboard, everything. I don't know if we're into the washboard anymore.
But he was just playing a wrestler in A True Story, so like you had to do
it.
Fine. One, two. You know what he really reminds me of? It's a deep cut. So old school Sean Penn was like this. Great actor.
Yeah.
Oddly jacked. Used to do these fucking cool Calvin Klein fucking shit. Like if you go back to like Sean
That's
Penn,
the vibe.
Go to Sean Penn like late 80s.
But I think
he's the dude.
There's
like that. That's kind of what we're working with here.
Sure, short but like
yep.
very ripped, and then smoking too. Like he smoked. There's something about the troubled.
Just go to Sean
nature,
Penn 1980s.
Troubled nature of his character in The Bear, and as we find out, kind of him too.
Mm-hmm.
That draws us to him as well.
Look at that. Look at old school Sean Penn.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
It's the dude, and it's the same thing. Weird nose like that. Jeremy
right,
Allen
like,
White, it's got that weird nose, and it's the one thing that's kind of like, oh man, he's not perfect, like that new
it's
guy.
It's ugly hot, yeah.
Yeah, who's the one that our kid likes? That Callum Turner, the lead in Boys in the Boat, like that guy's perfect. When you look at him, you're like, Jesus Christ, right? Nothing wrong. At least there's like a little hook nose kind of weirdness to him. We were like, oh man.
Right? They're rugged. Kind
of gritty, like you've been
They're attainable.
Yeah, like you've been in a fight before. You've been in a street fight before. Right. Maybe had that beak broken a couple times, you know?
Sure.
Things like that. Now, on the flip side of this, Calvin Klein's also doing something for the fellas.
Oh, good.
Which is nice. However, this one got banned over in the UK this morning. Pop that up. It's Shia LaBeouf's ex, that FKA Twigs. Which I was unfamiliar with her until the Shia LaBeouf shit popped up and then she sued him and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. She's got 2.4 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
Was she a big musician that I didn't know about? Like, go to her Instagram, Bob. It's up there.
I don't know.
But it's this picture, which I don't see anything wrong with it, but, you know. Maybe it was on a billboard. There you go. That's the second one right there. I said it was a little too racy, I guess. But yeah, that one seems fine to me. Seems absolutely fine to me.
I mean, it does. It does, right? For Calvin Klein?
That's what I think. But I mean, are we getting to that
Isn't
point?
There
I
don't know what Cindy Britain Crawford, is like anymore. Calvin Klein where she's like holding her.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day? So that's I guess weird. We're not doing that anymore where it's like, oh, no, we're not having fun anymore.
Oh.
Why not, dude? Okay. Got Jeremy Allen White in his fucking underwear.
Basically. Dude, they fucking, like, they were showing a lot of bulge in that Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah. Act.
No shit.
Like, it was like they just,
And they
like,
were real low, those underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they definitely could have.
Yeah, I'm looking at it
there's here. That one, and then, yeah, there's like a.
So there's a government agency, the Advertising Standards Authority over there in the UK. And they actually censored this one.
Okay.
So they're actually referencing the Jenner, one of the Jenners, Kylie Jenner. She did it topless
Is
and was holding
Kylie?
Her tits.
I don't sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. She's the boring one. You always kind of Kendall, I'm sorry.
Oh, it was Kendall.
Yeah. Gosh, she is the boring one.
She is.
We don't really see her anywhere.
I know.
Doing stuff except handing out Pepsis. She's more into world peace, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really get it. But either way, Calvin Klein's doing it right. At least they're having hot, sexy men and women doing fucking hot, sexy shit.
Sure.
I don't want to see these fatties anymore. These fucking
like, look
blobs.
At this.
Look at that.
Like, that is literally just a band.
That's all it is.
That says Calvin Klein and nothing else. Socks.
Else, yeah. Maybe because she has socks on. You know?
There's some underwear.
Yeah, flesh colored. I mean, yeah. Flesh colored underwear.
I think
yeah.
It's gray.
Yeah. No, it's nice. It's a nice thing. And it's, look, you're shooting black and whites. Obviously, they knew what they were doing with those grays. That's going to blend in.
Sure.
But I maybe it's the socks. It's the only difference for me.
Right.
These two photos.
Right.
But either, I'm glad to see that we're back to getting hot people doing hot shit.
Sure.
Not like Sports Illustrated, we're putting the chunky models on there, or Victoria's Secret, who, you know, just reverse course. And they're like, oh, shit. You guys don't want trans and fat people wearing our fucking bras and panties all over the place? Rad. Let's just go back to fucking everyone being hot again and figuring it the fuck out. With Ozempic, let's face it, all of this is obtainable now for everyone.
Right.
Even the fucking low-grade shit, the semaglutide. Cool, man. Pump that in your fucking veins and you can chunk way down, you know?
Chunk way down.
You can chunk down, or you can chunk up.
Sure.
All right? You have the option now in this life. Even Big Girl, who is on the cover of Sports Illustrated, she's a beautiful face. Get her on some fucking semaglutide. Good. Mm. She'll be back on Victoria's Secret tomorrow.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one's that?
You don't remember her? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Look at that. She's got an Eva Mendez face, and then you pan out, and you're like, oh, whoops. I was unfamiliar with the rest of that.
I don't mind that.
What's she look like now? She's probably lost weight.
I guarantee it. Guarantee it. Yeah, go to that, Bob, that third one over where her stomach is, because that was in the Sports Illustrated as well. Oh. Yeah. There you go.
That's a different person.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yumi Nua.
What was she modeling? She was Sports Illustrated.
Ashley Graham.
Okay. Well, both were Sports Illustrated.
Yes.
So
just pull up Ashley Graham's Instagram now.
Yeah, there you go. Like, so there's no that one's fun right there. No,
it's also a different. That's not Ashley Graham.
It doesn't matter. Ashley Graham. It doesn't matter. It's just the aesthetic of what we were doing for a few years once Me Too came out. Of right. Like, oh, everybody can be a model, and then everybody was like, no, that's gross. I'm not buying any of your shit. Let's start putting hot people back in hot.
No,
shit.
It's not. It's not that it's like gross per se. It's just sort of putting modeling or things like that back into a place of like, not everyone can do it. Like, you do have to. I don't know.
That's like saying I'm a baseball player saying. And showing up with a basketball. I mean, like, what? Is this a different
it's
sport?
It's just letting regular Joes onto the field.
Right.
I didn't pay to watch that.
Right.
Right. That's all.
There's nothing wrong with you for not being able to throw a ball 95 miles an hour.
Dude, I'm sure you're a great guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're a great guy. A good dad. I don't know. Hot in your own way, right?
But I think that is why sports is just like the only thing left that everyone likes to watch, because you can't lie about it.
Good,
yeah. You can't lie about it.
You win or lose, and then when you put shit on the field like Ohio State in that bowl game, you're like, yeah. I don't pay for this bullshit. I didn't come to see these losers.
Like, you can't be like, is it like because you can with a show or something, you're like, isn't this great?
Yeah,
right, isn't right, it? Right. But so funny, like, it's so good.
Okay,
but like at the you can't. You, no one in their right mind can be like, aren't the Carolina Panthers so good?
I know. And you're like, yeah.
No, they're not very good.
No, yeah. It's just facts. Yeah.
Yeah. They're 2-15.
Isn't Barbie so amazing?
No, it's not.
People are kind of turning on Barbie now.
Well, we got bullied into it, dude. And now we're able to be like, all right, we like got a participation award.
They're making fun of that monologue.
There was one person who got it right.
Oh, the America Ferrera, which is the only monologue that actually rings true in the entire thing, by the way. But
it's also
that doesn't make an entire movie. Yeah.
It makes the movie poorly written, because if your climax is a speech, a monologue, and the movie isn't basically like the king's speech or something.
Right.
It's not, you've not done a good job.
Life is so hard. Yeah. And it's really hard because it's hard. And you're like, gosh.
I was on the right side of history on that one. And you told me live on air, you go, that movie wasn't for you. And I go, it wasn't that. It was the writing of the movie. I said
both,
the script was terrible.
Both things can be true. I would love for you to be able to just keep two things in your mind at one time.
I am, but I was on the right side of history.
Where it's both not made for you, right? And then it's also not.
It kind of was, though. Ken rocked. Fucking Gosling rocked, dude. I was there for all that shit. And I said all that. Right. I said
anyways,
that on air, too.
Anyways, you know? It's not a hot take anymore.
Give him an Oscar. I know shit, but
it's not
like,
a hot take.
I want to remind the audience I was on the right side of history on that one, okay? Well, speaking of history, a lot of biopics coming up this year, which I love. I'm a huge fan of biopics. This one I saved for you to watch live on air because I want to get your thoughts. I'm not going to tell you what I think of it first. That way we can just watch it together and I'll hear your thoughts first.
Okay.
So the first one up is Bob Marley. Bob Marley trailer is fucking insane. It looks amazing. And I think we played that last year.
Right.
Today's, the one that dropped, is the Amy Winehouse trailer. So Amy Winehouse has a biopic. I remember when they were casting it last year.
Do we know what it's... Is it literally just Winehouse? Or?
Back to Black? Yep.
Oh, Back to there Black. There you go.
Which, look, the family cashes in on her relentlessly, so this isn't a huge shock. I was hopeful, though, because they didn't really cast famous people to do this shit. They're all kind of unknowns.
Mm-hmm.
And let's give it a look-see here, since we're live on Patreon. We don't have to deal with shit. Turn that up.
Be famous. I write songs because I don't know what I'd do if I didn't. I want people to hear my voice. And just forget their troubles. You gotta remember, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Amy Winehouse!
I wanna be remembered for just being me.
What do you got?
I'm sure. Look, the trailer's really good. The movie's not going to be great.
I don't think the trailer's very good.
Well, look, I mean, anything to that song. She sounds like her talking. She sounds like she's going to have a great performance acting-wise. I just don't think whoever directed it or how they did it, it's going to be, it looks cheese.
Yes, and it looks kind of low budget, and it reminds me of kind of like a Lifetime movie, not a real, like you watch that Bob Marley trailer, fuck it, pull it up, Bob. You watch this goddamn thing, and you're like, oh, shit.
I think their budget was like $2 million. For Winehouse.
Why do it? I don't really get it.
And why do it?
Yeah.
I think we were talking before.
The doc already won an Oscar.
I know. And it's like, you know, maybe Aubrey Marcus is right. Like, your story will live on forever. If people just keep fucking making back to back. If you start forgetting about someone a little bit, you do the biopic. Then you forget about them a little bit, and then you do another documentary that's great. Like, there's ways to remind people. I just think, besides that song, gosh, what are we doing?
Look, I love Amy Winehouse, and I think all three albums that she had were fantastic across the board, like top to bottom.
Okay.
So I'm a big fan.
Okay.
And I did not like this trailer, and I did not like it. Just seems
she would have hated it.
Probably.
She would have hated it.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like cheesy. It's not real. It's what, you know, like she would have been like, nope.
No.
Not good enough.
But she's not here to say anything, so.
Right.
It's the family cashing in yet again, and maybe they got a huge cut of the back end. I'm not really sure.
I don't know what that back end's going to be honest. But anyway.
Tough to say. Because, I mean, if you think of how big she was in England, too, maybe you're pulling box office there. I'll be curious to see what the numbers are. Whereas this thing, they actually moved up. This was going to be released over the summer. Due to the strikes and all that other stuff, they don't have enough movies to put out, so they move this up to Valentine's Day, the Bob Marley one, and this fucking rocks. Play this one, Bob. Won't you help to sing? This motherfucker's Bob Marley.
These songs of freedom is all I ever have. Redemption songs.
When you write that?
All my life.
This is a big boy budget here.
Are you ready for Bob Marley and the Wailers?
Don't let them fool you.
It's a hit.
Oh, no.
Reggae is the people music.
You know you're a superstar.
I am a superstar.
Can't separate the music and the message.
You see, reggae music come to unify the people.
Not everyone likes what you're saying. For your own safety, you need to stop.
On December 3rd, 1976, would-be assassins invaded Bob Marley's home and attempted to take the life of the singer, his wife, and...
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about a thing. That every little thing.
Smoking weed in front of the kids. Big fan of that too.
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah. I'm hoping they don't make him like a great dad or anything in this, but.
Oh, I can't bring peace. I can't even get peace for myself.
Rise up this morning. Smile with the rising sun.
Sometimes the messenger has to become the message.
I mean, I want to see this shit tonight.
Yeah.
Bob, I know it's dangerous. But you're the only one who can unite the people.
You're ready, Bob.
No guns can stop this message. I want the world to change. And that time is now.
This is close to perfect. you can get a trailer.
Right.
And it makes me feel like a fucking loser where you're just like, holy shit, dude, I'll never do something that great.
I know.
Where you'll have a biopic. Close to it.
Yeah.
Every time I see the goddamn thing, I'm choked up where I'm just like, holy shit.
Did everyone go through a Bob Marley phase?
Everyone did. Had to, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right? A little bit?
Delco, probably not.
No.
I like Marley.
Did you ever go through like a heavy, you remember when like people were
on vacation?
On vacation, okay.
I would say he was more on the peripheral for me. Like I was more like Fish, Grateful Dead.
Oh, that's right.
Marley and,
that's
and
right.
Oh, no, there. I would take Marley over Fish or Grateful Dead.
Well, I would too, but I think Bob's saying as far as like college and all that other stuff, like Fish was more prevalent in college and then throughout those years.
Yeah, for me, it was like people having like the Bob Marley, you know, they knew nothing about him.
Right.
But they knew they smoked weed.
Yep.
And that he did.
And then,
his songs were like chill
I was a
to smoke weed.
When I was in college, it was like Pepper, Expendables. Yeah.
Pepper and Expendables?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
Just newer bands.
Oh, okay.
Are just non-existent bands
just
that no one's ever heard of?
To remind us that he's young
Jesus
and we're
Christ.
Old
no,
all the
no,
time.
No one's ever heard of Pepper.
Yeah.
No one's
no,
ever
they
like,
have,
oh,
they
yeah,
have,
stoner
they have.
Bands
Put on
from
Pepper.
Like 2010.
Stoner bands. But, you know, yeah, you go through your dad rock phase. I don't know if every,
yeah.
like my dad is true to Bob Marley. Like to this day, every Sunday is like smoking weed in the garage, Bob Marley. So that wasn't a phase for him. But everyone, I think, goes through their like dad rock phase where they're listening to what their dad listens to or whatever.
Sure.
Maybe.
You've definitely heard this song, Ross.
Which one? Play it. I'm done.
It's been a while since I've seen your face.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this song. Right.
But this isn't chill. This is like
chill.
It's like you come around
my It's about having sex with your girlfriend having sex with your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
but this
not
isn't
the
like
same.
A
Mm-mm.
This isn't a stoner
Do you
band
know
that
who
you
Bob
should.
Marley is? Have you ever heard? Can we just play one little, let's play two little birds and just kind of compare the two. What are you talking about?
No,
yes,
Pepper
you were,
is a stoner band, though.
Man.
Yeah,
I
for
just,
you ADHD fucking
Jesus
young,
yeah,
young kids that can't just chill out,
that's,
dude.
That's a band that just said, oh, the lead singer Sublime's dead. Let's just do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that is not. I mean, if you want to go modern
so
stoner.
So you just like got high and just like chilled out and put on that song?
Yeah. If you want to go like,
if you don't thing. And then you have this.
They have like more stonery songs.
Okay, that's more like a.
I was just playing a song that I thought Ross would know.
No, and I do know that song. I just
sure.
don't know them to be that like that.
You know Bob Marley and them.
Yeah. If you want to go modern Pepper. Stoner or like modern of that era stoner, it would have been like 311 or something terrible like that.
No.
But that's
again,
way before
that's
him
before
too.
Me.
Yeah.
It is before him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amber is the color of your energy. Whoa.
Fucking, I can't stand
311. I can't
Whatever
stand
if it came on right now, you would sing one of the parts.
Probably
I guarantee
one.
You, Bob. You'd sing one of those parts.
To 311?
The amber is the color.
No, no.
You'd say whoa one time.
Maybe.
Right? What are you playing for the actual chill stoner song from Bob Marley? Oh, Three Little Birds. Let's just play it. Let's just play it and compare.
This is going to get deleted, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Well, I
Who
thought.
Cares? No, who cares?
No.
I hope we want you to join us live every day.
For
Nothing
sure.
Nothing like what you put on.
Again.
You like. Again. Just the chill, like actually chill.
They have chill songs. I just put on a song that I thought Ross would know.
All right. You made your point.
Bob Marley.
I was wrong. You were right.
No, but look, Bob Marley.
I can play another Pepper song.
Oh, please! I love it.
I'm all good.
My
on
new
Pepper
favorite
today.
Band, Pepper.
We got enough Pepper on this steak. Good.
Okay. Anyways, but Bob Marley, you know, you go through your stoner, and then also like announcing to the world you're a stoner, right? Like, there's that phase. So
right.
That everyone goes through. But if you really dig into a Bob Marley situation, it was. Fucking crazy.
And to your point, by the way, so here's what I knew of Bob Marley, and here's what happened for me. I think it was freshman or sophomore year of college. The dude in my fraternity above me used to play it every fucking morning, smoke weed. It would come down through the vents into my room.
What a great day.
It was.
I mean,
totally. And like, he was the happiest dude I know.
For sure.
Even to this day, if I run into him at a game, he's still the happy brother.
Just smoking weed.
God, the other day, right? He wrote in my post, he was just like, man, it's so great to see you living your dreams, man. And then that was it. He doesn't hit me up for anything, nothing. It's right. Just like, holy shit, dude. Still the same guy. But I had no idea. other than weed and then what I heard coming above me every single day.
Sure.
Who Bob Marley was, anything about his life. I had no idea about the assassination attempt. None of that shit. Like, I learned from the trailer, obviously. Now I'm fucking more amped to see the movie because I didn't know that went on. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, he was true. He was true to it. He died because he wouldn't go to the doctor and all that shit.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked about it, and it comes out on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
But who's left? Let me ask you this. Because I was trying to think about this this morning on the way in after I saw the Amy Winehouse trailer. Who's the one that's missing that we really want to see? And I asked because our son loves these things.
Right.
Loves the biopics. Same as me and everything else. He's dying to see this movie, which we'll go opening night and I'll take him and do it. And I asked him the same question. I go, who do you want to see? I go, what's the biopic out there that you want to see? And he said, Dad, I want to see the Rolling Stones. Like, I think that would be a good one. And I was like, man, it would, but it's so hard to cast that.
It's not just casting. It's like paring down the story to something that.
When you've been a band for 60 years on the road at this point, 60.
Do you have them fucking like 13-year-olds? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, do you do a true biopic, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do you do the David Bowie biopic?
Yeah, like, do you have like, David Bowie there too?
It's so funny you said that, Bob, because that was the first one that came to my mind when I was chatting. I was like, I think Bowie would be mine.
But like, you can't do,
you can't,
I mean, because
really
these biopics are propaganda now. Like, they're not real. They're not actually showing the
person. Yeah, like the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes. Yep.
Did they fucking really tell that story?
No.
Right.
No.
Like, if they do a Ziggy Stardust document or just biopic, they got to show him fucking a 13-year-old.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't really do it. And then you hear these biopics sometimes and you're like, they're not really going to fucking, if they're alive or if the family's involved in any way, mm-mm.
Yeah. James, we got some sponsors that put our fabulous show on the air today. One of them's ours, which is great.
It is great.
And, you know, when it's our own because we love it. We want you to drink it. But first and foremost is mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Why? Why is MyBookie the top sponsor today? NFL playoffs are on this weekend, kids. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I think some other children from the neighborhood are coming over, which gives us an excuse to watch the games, right?
Yeah.
And make food.
I think I'm going to do a New Year, same us party.
Okay.
Which is like we're just the exact same as we've always been.
The beauty of these parties is the children run around. We're super annoyed by them and we're like, hey, go
outside. Get away from us.
So the parents can watch the games and all this other stuff. Now, why are we telling them to get out of our fucking faces? Because we have money on the games. All of us dads, all of us use mybookie.com. We have money on these games. Don't fuck me, all right? This is the best slate. Get out of the house. Just get out of the fucking house, okay? This is the best slate of NFL games of all time. All of these games are a perfect fucking script across the board. You've got storylines like it's fucking Real Housewives. It's so fucking good over there. Just go to mybookie.com, promo code DRINKINBROS, doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000 over there. You can bet on all of them. I'm going heavy this week, kids. I'm taking the Browns, actually. Never thought I'd say that in my life. Next, we got hardafseltzer.com. James, come on.
Come on.
We're sold out everywhere down here in Texas.
Damn it.
Damn
I wanted
it.
To get some for Saturday.
I know. That's what I like around here. Where did you go? BK Total Wine, they were sold out?
Yes.
Fuck. Fuck.
Sold out.
I know we Dan got some. It's Total Wine over on Brody down here in Austin. Look, they just ordered a shit ton of cases, so we'll be filled up again very, very soon. I just don't know what day they get
HEB
in.
Is pretty good about refilling, but
they
just
are, but they've been sold
checking.
Out too.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they've been sold out too. So
they're
they ordered
quick,
a shit
though.
Ton of cases. They'll be in and they'll be restocked shortly. But there is a couple left. There was a guy in Lewiston, Texas, which I've never heard of.
Sure.
Or Louisville. That's what it is. Louisville, who hit me up today and he goes, hey, dude, I got the last 12 pack at my Total Wine. So I was like, all right, dope. Now, we're also live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, and Ohio over there. And guess what? We're in all those Total Wines. We're stocked up. Stocked up in all of those. Mm-hmm. They're smart. We just open up Texas here. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't think it's, you know what? It's favorite brands. You can hit them up and be like, hey, dude, do you not listen to these fucking shows? Put more goddamn cases in the fucking stores, brah.
Yeah.
That's not on HEB.
Total Wines is good, but Total Wines is good about ordering stuff that, like, you want.
Oh, totally.
To see. So if you just tell the dude that's like, hey, everywhere. How are you doing?
Absolutely.
You go, not great, okay?
Not great.
Because what I came in for is not here.
Yeah.
And if you don't get it, I'm never coming back. And the guy like, whoa, hang on.
And feel free to tell that to every package store, liquor store, grocery store, whatever. Just say, hey, do you have hard AF seltzer? Get it in the store and they'll do it. Or if you are, you know, a bar owner or whatever, you can hit up them directly. Heidelberg is in Ohio. Favorite brands is Texas. Sunshine State Distribution down there in Florida. Wyndham over in North Carolina. Crown in Alabama and Georgia. And Best Brands in Tennessee. Hit them up. Just, I want it inside my store, my little bar, my restaurant, my bait and tackle shop. And they'll do it for you. Okay? And then last but not least over there, if you don't live in one of those states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. We're still shipping to, I think, 35 or 36 states over there. Alex Chichov just ordered a case yesterday, showed up to his house. So we're still doing that.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah. Yeah. He won the Brosman this year. Love Chichov, too.
All right.
Yeah. We'll do that. So we'll ship it right to your house, or you can just enter your city or zip in a state nearest you. We'd rather have you go in a store and get it super fucking cheap over there. Grab a 12 pack, support us and support the show by going to hardafseltzer.com today. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting. There was one right down the street here in Austin, Texas. And the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. The word game changer has been thrown around so much, it's lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you that PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Okay. Yeah. So it's a tough one. Rolling Stones, I think, are just too famous. Like, I trying to cast them. You could cast a Mick Jagger and a Keith Richards, I guess, but man, that's a hard one. Beatles is another really hard one.
That would be a fun one.
That would be a fun one for sure, because that you could cast and have a pretty fun band, and everybody died. You remember when you and I were watching the Behind the Music on VH1 together that night, and we were just dying laughing before every commercial break? It was like
and then things and went, but yeah, like they were living the dream, and then things took a turn. So, and I think they're pretty open about all of the shit they used to do. So I'm sure they wouldn't be like, oh no, you can't show me, like, you know.
Yeah.
Have they done like a really good Cobain one yet?
No, because she controls the rights, and what she's going to want
Michael
her own
Pitt
story
one or whatever.
That was unauthorized. Okay, and they couldn't even say, by the way, that he was Kurt Cobain in that movie.
Yeah, but that's why it was probably the most legit.
Who would you have play Cobain?
Would you see it?
Right now?
Did you see it?
No.
I saw it. There's only 14 lines of dialogue in the entire film.
Who would I have play Cobain? Probably a Bradley Cooper. Just kidding.
The only answer is Timothy Chalamet.
Oh,
no.
Our Lord and Savior.
No.
That's the only answer to everything.
Absolutely not. I would give me fucking Jeremy Allen White before him.
Nope.
You gotta have someone
it's
in their 20s,
be,
first off.
Yeah, and it's gotta be someone quirky and weird. And
he's quirky and weird.
He's 32, right? If filming started tomorrow, he'd be 32 years old. Okay. And he's 33 in February, so.
Because Cobain, even though he was younger, had an older look to him. Probably because you're doing that much heroin.
Yeah, the heroin and the sweater,
the beard,
the cardigans.
And
and the dress and the beard and all that other shit. But that's a great question. That one I would love to see. I know she's got the estate, though. So you're going to have to throw Courtney in there. She's going to have to approve that script.
When she... Well, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody like Cher would be a good one. She had a crazy fucking life.
Yeah.
Cher would be a good one if you were going to do it, because she, you can really dig into that history. Like, it's wild.
Sure.
She's married to lead singer of the Allman Brothers, too.
Yeah.
And then Sonny Bono, and then Chaz. Who plays Chaz? Who plays Chaz Bono these days?
I think throw Chaz in there. That's the thing, is like, no, who, what?
I was going to say Jared Leto for Cobain.
Oh,
obviously,
you know what's weird?
Obviously.
Even at 50 years old, he still looks 27. Yes.
He could still do it.
Yeah, he could still do it. I'm with you on that. Dye his hair blonde, he could fucking do it.
Damn it.
Fuck. And he can sing.
It's going to be too late once she fucking dies or whatever.
Shit, dude.
Gosh.
Man, that would be a good
one. That is a good call.
It's so weird because he's 50, but he still looks perfect.
I know.
Even watching the Golden Globes the other night, you and I were dying laughing because he was actually probably the funniest presenter that night.
You could de-age him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, they're doing that now. And it's pretty flawless these days, you know. After the Indiana Jones one, I was like, well, you can do that to anybody now, and who cares?
Well, Jared Leto has come full circle now, and...
What the fuck was that?
That was one of the weapons in the studio. It's
fine. Great. Oh, that's fun.
Oh. Jared Leto's come full circle where he's has a sense of humor about himself. So good for him.
And he's still operating a fully functional sex cult, which is great.
It's totally consensual. Do you know what I mean?
We don't know.
I don't. Look.
I don't think the husbands.
They want to be there, dude.
I don't think the husbands want to be there. You know, the boyfriends.
I don't think there's any husbands there. I think
they're
all quite young.
Standing outside the fire.
I think they're all quite young.
No, they're standing outside the fire, the boyfriends and things, like, oh, when do I get to?
He likes like Olivia Rodrigo type.
Yeah. Right on the on
right
the cusp.
When she came in onto the scene. He likes
17.
He's like, can you drive there? Barely drive there to the sex cult. And they're like,
permit?
Yeah, I just am able to drive. And he's like, perfect. Come on down.
Do you have a permit? Do you have a driver's permit? Then you're good. You can come down and have some fun with us.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. Do you have a crime corner today? What do we got here?
Yeah, we've got a fun crime corner.
Yeah. Crime corner.
Crime corner.
I got Delka. He's real fast on that crime corner song, and I like it. It shocks you every time, though.
He really is. He likes to catch me off guard with it. So Missouri. Missouri has really been, isn't that where the last ones were, Bob? Sorry, but
yeah, those were the OnlyFans teachers.
Okay, so glamorous Missouri math teacher Haley Nichelle Clifton Carmack.
Wow, that's a lot of names.
Hello. It's a lot of names, but they all work. You know
what up,
mean?
Girl?
Is charged with rape for having sex with a 16-year-old student at high school, and the victim's dad faces charges for allowing the relationship to happen.
Oh, fuck. Finally, we've got one.
Could we have scripted this?
Now, does this look like the sort of man who would let his son have sex with a teacher?
Sure does. Oh. Sure does. Look at me.
Don't judge a book by its cover,
Look at me, okay?
Not everybody you think does what you think they do. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't say shit, hombre. If that's the teacher,
that's,
if it's 16, that's a fucking dream. Jesus Christ. Wait, that's a father of the year right there. Look at that. You might think, looking at this picture, it's negative. It's not. It's positive. That is the father of the fucking year, dude.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, way to stand up for your son there, brother. Let's go, man. Stash isn't as good as mine, but it's good enough.
Yeah.
He's wet there.
Well, he's in what I imagine is a self-installed hot tub.
It is.
Yeah, above ground, on his back porch. On the deck.
On the deck of his apartment.
It appears to be under a deck, if I had to guess.
Look at
the blinds in the background, Bob.
No. Those aren't blinds. No. That's pieces of wood. You could see grass in the background. This is below a deck in his backyard.
Okay. Yes.
Perfect.
Even better, dude.
I know my state.
It's a secondhand... You know, like, people are always like, I got a hot tub, man. If you can take it away.
If you can take it away, man, it's free. You got to come pick it up, though.
You got to come pick it up.
It's on Craigslist. You got to come pick it up, man. I'm not driving to you.
So that's obviously not Missouri.
These are the pictures of her?
No, listen.
God damn it.
We are part of the problem. I think this new movie, May December, is part of the problem.
Is that him and the kid?
No, that's her and her now ex-husband.
Oh.
And look.
Gosh, how young does he look?
She loves to travel. She's got a plane on her shoulder, a tattoo plane on her shoulder.
The ex-husband looks...
He looks 19. Questionable as well, yeah. He looks like he's fucking 4.
Catch flights, not feelings.
That's what that tattoo is for right there.
Is that what it is for?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, he, the ex-husband... Unfortunately, one of our nation's finest.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
This town is right next door to Fort Leonard Wood.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So I imagine that's maybe why she was there.
And, he was gone a lot.
What a glow up for her, though.
He was gone a lot.
Well, they have 2 kids. I think she's pregnant here.
She's preggers. Right. She got a little baby in there.
Oh, they have 2 kids. Okay.
Yeah.
The other one hadn't popped out in that picture.
Right.
Not like she overate for the Super Bowl or anything. That's a real baby in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the fun parts of the story is that they would have sex in the high school and other students would be lookouts for them.
So.
real having a hard time here trying to find the problem.
Where's the rat?
All of this seems great. Where's the rat?
Yeah. So if the dad's cool with it, if the kid's cool with it, why is this some like administrator found out, basically? Or the lookouts didn't do their job?
I don't know what I mean.
Like how? Yeah.
Let's see.
It all comes out eventually.
Yeah, the teenage boy's father charged with endangering welfare after he knew the son was in a relationship with the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They were contacted by the school resource officer who reported the relationship to the police. So somehow they were just fucking too loud in math class, and the cop was like,
That or like at that age, like someone's gonna fucking tell. Sorry. Someone's going to tell someone to tell someone to tell, you know.
And also, one of the students, there was a rat. He came forward, showed photographs of the classmate.
Arrest him.
She was, just pretty intense about it. He had scratch marks all over his back because she was just, driven wild.
It's going to happen there.
Yeah, it's going to happen with a 16-year-old. How old is she, by the way?
She's 26. Oh, she had actually was recently divorced. From her husband, who is both in the U.S. Army and an amateur MMA fighter.
Whoa.
He was busy.
Yeah.
She had to...
No time for her.
Nope. No time to Feed that
beef. And she doesn't have time once she gets home to the kids, so it's got to be at work.
It's got to be at work.
Yeah.
Who's that dude? Is that the kid?
Ex-husband. They're not showing the kid.
No. Right.
Also, maybe she's justifying hooking up with a 16-year-old so her ex-husband can't beat up her boyfriend.
Could be, because you can't beat up a kid. Right. Scroll down, Bob. Is that him unwet?
Who, Chase?
No, the dad.
Oh, yeah. This is more pictures of the dad.
Unwet.
Well, yeah, because he's a little wet there.
I see more of a resemblance now.
He loves a picture by water, huh?
A resemblance to what, exactly?
We're just a little back and forth.
Just a resemblance to you.
To me?
To you.
Come on,
You're
bro.
Saying you and him are fucking brothers in arms.
Brothers in stashes, dude. That's it.
This is
thought
you.
Process.
That is,
and,
that is not me, friend.
And who
not,
you who you is think is a hero and who you think is a victim. You know, different. Just you guys
go,
have
hey,
the
go to
same...
the picture on the left, Bob.
This is the mugshot, I believe.
Wait, okay.
Oh, no, it's from Facebook, so this is just another cool
that's
picture.
A good, that's Tell me a this. Cool I've, picture.
I've got a good one for you. Does this look like a white Snoop Dogg?
This is another
just
cool
face-wise,
picture.
Does this look like a white Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, I think he elongated his head.
Yeah.
Upward,
yeah.
Because it's, yeah, he's not quite as bony.
Or, but I think if you gave that longer hair, it would naturally, like, elongate the face.
For sure. That's a white Snoop Dogg right there. Yeah. Like, he's thin, too. Look at that long neck.
He even allowed her to come over
to the house
and bang his son.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Gosh.
That's great. But he was like, hey, guys, I'll be in the hot tub. All right. Y'all take your time. I'll be in the hot tub.
And
right?
Yeah.
Hey,
y'all want the hot tub? All right.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, Remy, you can use the master.
When's the hot
I don't know
tub,
the kid's
when's
name.
When's the hot tub getting delivered?
Yeah. Remy, I'll be out in that hot tub. Y'all take your time. Use the master. All right. Just change the sheets. Just throw the sheets in the wash after you're done, all right?
I think one of our in-studio guests is a teacher, too.
Really? One of you fucks is a teacher?
Yeah.
You? Of course. You fucking dirtbag.
And by the way.
What, dude?
Fucking dirtbag.
She was arrested about 40 minutes
from
here.
The dudes know not to do.
40 minutes from here? Where
she was arrested in Comal County. She fled, you know?
Maybe she was coming to the studio to get some hard AF seltzer. Fuck. We would have hidden her here at the studio.
I bet she listens to the podcast.
I bet she does. I bet she could have lived in that trailer. We never would have said a fucking word.
I feel like you, just for the content, would have put her in the attic.
No, we would have put her in the fucking trailer. I'd say this. We would have put her in the trailer. I wouldn't have said a goddamn word. I'd have been like, hey, live your life, dude. And we got water. We got everything here. Doesn't you say Joel's got a shower in that bitch?
Outside. But yeah.
Maybe he was trying to get here to live in the trailer knowing we'd be cool with this because they listen to the show and how much I'm a fan of this. And we would have been fine with it. She could have lived in that. I would have sent a goddamn word. Even if the cops showed up and they were like, hey, we heard she was on or about the property. I'd have been like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Holmes.
That's our new video editor.
Come back with a warrant.
Sorry, she fucking makes clips.
That's Gail. She cuts the clips.
Yeah.
Gail.
Gail
Mondrinal.
And I will say, like, slightly in her defense, this is the town of Lackey in Missouri.
Mm.
I looked it up. It is off Interstate 44. I've driven past this town a lot, driving to and from Texas. Not even a gas station. The only four things that come up on the town on Google Maps
are 16-year-olds.
The high school.
I get it.
Yeah, the high school, the elementary school, a soccer field, and a cemetery.
Oh, my God.
That is it.
Beautiful town.
Okay.
What was it again? A high school, a cemetery, and what else?
Soccer field.
Kids and dead people, basically, is all she has to deal with.
It's a town that's on the come up. Yeah, it's a town that's on the come up there.
Oh, my God.
Look at that road.
Look at that road. Beautiful road.
Oh, I think this is the high school.
Yeah, it's to the high school. Look at that. Look at that.
Home of the Hornets.
There it is.
Go, dude.
Go Hornets.
Oh, it's on historic Route 66.
Man, you can stop and take a picture of her.
Someone got their kicks.
Sure did.
Right.
Inside the high school, right off of Route 66.
Okay. Good one, Bob.
Yeah, you got it. Nailed
You're
it.
You're a regular John Mulaney.
I wish.
Sure are.
I know.
So I think this is going to start popping up more and more.
It's always chicks, by the way.
It is.
You never see a male teacher anymore.
No.
Yeah, because they're fucking like, dude, we cannot do that.
The male ones that pop up are touching boys. It's never like.
No.
Not even that anymore.
It was always the 70s and they just married them.
That's not true. So we went through it on the place that we just moved from in Wilmington. Remember the middle school that our kid was supposed to go to? The fucking band teacher? He got popped.
I think it was a girl, though.
And it was a dude. I'm positive.
No, but I think that he was messing with a dude. Oh, girl. Not
maybe.
Touching
okay.
boys.
But.
I'm telling you.
Not 70s, that there's a difference.
The
but.
70s, a 35, 40-year-old man teacher would date a 16-year-old and nobody would blink. And then eventually they get married. And then when I was in high school, they would still be married.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's true. I have stories like that in my small town as well. But I think
did you ever try that stuff in a small town?
The Mary Kay Letourneau of it all, where we were like interviewing them, we were cool with it. They were on entertainment. They were doing like Diane Sawyer. Like that's what that movie May December is about, and was nominated for a lot of stuff, and I think is nominated possibly for Oscar. But anyway, it's about like how fine we kind of were with it because it was a woman and a dude that was saying like, I wanted it. And you're like, you were 13. What do you mean?
Who's the last person that really got away with it? Jerry Seinfeld?
Of what?
1738.
Yeah. He was,
really?
Was 17. Oh, yeah. Shoshana Lowenstein, I think her name was. Pop her up. I think her name is Shoshana Lowenstein.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Yes, dude. Yes.
Did he married or?
No.
Was
dating? They dated for years.
Dane Cook's getting away with it?
Well, is he?
Yeah, he's getting away with it.
Go.
Is anyone
That's
fucking
her.
Doing
her
anything about it?
Her name is Shoshana Lowenstein, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember this.
1738.
Look at that.
Yeah,
dude.
But look at Shoshana.
I know. She was the smoke show.
She was an old soul. Right, is what they say
she's
about
an
the
old
17-year-olds.
Selma Hayek-ish. Look
that
at those
are very
heavies.
Developed. We say she's an old soul. Right?
And there's Jerry smiling like he should be.
Of course
in that
he is.
Photo and... Yeah, nobody really drug his nuts across a cheese grater for this one.
Okay.
I mean, I remember it being a story at the time.
But was it like
but
a
it was
story
like,
of...
Well,
is it
yeah.
Is kind of like
we
how
were,
they're saying, yeah. like, report on Dane Cook, where they're like, crazy how in love these people are 50 years apart or whatever.
We all looked at her, though, and we were like, oh, well, she looks older.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It'd be a great Seinfeld episode, really.
It really
sure
would
have. She has to have a degree? What if she gets a GED?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Can't be a GED, gotta be a degree.
Or she just like says, he just says the age and everyone's against it. Like, oh, Jerry, blah, blah, blah. And then she walks in and everyone's like, oh, well.
What's the
oh,
deal?
Well, you know,
what's
I'm sure she's mature. Years? Yeah. Yeah.
Kramer pops in. What are you talking about? Jerry's girlfriend, 17.
Yeah. Out of there.
The dad comes in,
right,
and then the whole show ends.
Right,
oh.
right. The dad comes in. Oh, the her dad.
Yeah, her dad. Is
oh,
just
okay,
like,
okay.
Whoa,
okay.
Jerry. You know, and it's like
shoots
ah,
one of them.
What's the deal?
Yeah. Massacre in the apartment. Yeah, and look, you know, good for them. I just think when we find these stories, so that you can have a chance to. Call the dude a hero, basically. And now you have. We just wanted to show you also that you have a dad that's on your
side
too.
I just wanted to see one dad who is supportive of his son's
endeavors.
And
you saw him.
And that's the importance of being a good father, supporting your children while they live out their dreams.
Right.
And let's face it, there's no bigger dream in your entire life than that.
We didn't even think seeing a picture of him in his secondhand. Jacuzzi, hot tub would deter you.
I mean, you would
be like, me and him, same. Man, you know what I mean?
He won this in a raffle at the VFW.
I can be your hero, baby. That's a fucking hero right there.
Yeah.
That's a fucking hero right there.
Right, right.
On screen.
Sure.
God damn, dude.
What do you think the odds are? Like, what would you put the odds at him just, you know, she's walking out of his minor son's bedroom, freshly fucked. And he's like, shit.
Right?
You got any friends?
Yeah, you right? mind? Or you know, he says, hey, might I give that a go? Or
something like that. Yeah.
Might I give a...
Any number of one-liners. Yeah.
You mind if I give that a quick little how's your father real quick?
Right.
In the house?
Right. Quick well. Little how's your father?
I'm just...
You got to imagine there's like, remember when Justin Bieber's dad... commented on how cool huge Justin Bieber's penis was.
Look at how big my son's dick is.
Yeah. Like, I think it's more like that. Yeah. It's more
shit,
just like,
son.
Go get that.
Yeah.
Have fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all come back now.
Yeah, you know, we love to condone it. We love to condone
ripping darts in his Craigslist.
Basically, pedophilia. If we're being honest,
yeah, ripping darts in his Craigslist jacuzzi there, and just enjoying
this. I mean, it appears to be inflatable based on the back left. Like, this seems to be it's like the type of thing you blow up the top ring, fill it with water. It
upon
they
further
sell those
inspection,
at Sam's Club. Yeah. So that's a Sam's Club purchase. It's about $389 for one of those guys. You know, steal.
Look,
you want to grab one?
I'd get one.
I'll grab one for you.
Yeah, I think we should put a hot tub in the back.
Oh, in the back of here?
No!
Next of to our Joel's trailer?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not putting an inflatable hot tub in the back of in the backyard, I can tell you that, but...
Why?
It's just... What are they good for?
Oh, it's just going to be awesome, and you don't like things that are awesome? Cool.
No, I don't want to put a motorboat engine in the goddamn thing to jumpstart it. Gling, ging, ging, ging.
Jumpstart
it. Gling, ging, ging,
no.
To get it warm. I don't know what you have to do with those goddamn things.
No,
technology. None of it seems safe.
No, it's great.
None of that seems safe.
No, it's great.
But he's living a great life, and congratulations. What's his name?
Well, not anymore.
Mark Crane. I just found his Facebook.
Not
actually.
Anymore.
Is he going to the pokey?
Yeah, he's actually child endangerment.
Really?
Because he facilitated the.
God damn!
He let him bang in his house.
Yeah.
The law. Yeah, what's dangerous about that?
If you're going to do it,
safe.
I'd rather you do it here. Same where here. I know your
we
site.
Know what all of your guys is. We know where all of you guys land. On the subject of hot women teachers fucking their kids.
She's a pedophile.
Man.
Right?
This is crazy. She's not a pedophile.
Hero, we know.
She's not
a pedophile?
Okay. Look, he was a willing... Like, that's... I put myself in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And a 16-year-old me...
No, I know. We've already gone through this. We can't go through it again.
We can't.
More importantly, I'm getting an inflatable hot tub for the backyard.
Okay.
So.
Going down to Sam's Club tomorrow. All right.
Yep.
Well, you know.
Look, it's the kind of thing that, like, if it gets, like, whatever, dirty or if it's not cool anymore, just, like, bam, bam, deflated.
You just take a steak knife to it?
Yeah.
Just a fucking...
It's a non-committal.
Sure.
That's what we need to be right now.
I like that.
In 2024.
Is non-committal?
Just nothing permanent. You know what I mean? You're going to get a hot tub. Cool. It needs to be inflatable. It needs to be able to move around and leave. Because you never know what's going to happen.
Either way, it's a perfect story to end on today.
Perfect.
My God, man.
Perfect.
My God. Show that hero one more time, and we can lead out with him. Look at this guy.
The dad, or are we showing
the dad.
Her?
The dad.
Oh, okay. The dad's the hero.
The dad's the hero in this
story. Oh, okay.
Okay. And the kids too. Shit, the friends who were performing lookouts so he could bone the teacher. Like, I mean,
Doc's the rat, dude.
Yeah, who is the fucking rat in this sitch? God damn, who's that hall monitor who called this in? Was just like, man, you wouldn't believe this. You know, fucking Remy. Remy's having sex with the hottest teacher in school. Okay, and his dad's letting him do it. Okay. And there's his best friends are running lookouts while he fucks her in the classroom.
Okay.
Sure. What are we doing? I don't get to do it. That's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking rat. I see you, cocksucker. You fucking rat. You fucking tuba playing piece of shit motherfucker.
Okay.
Now everybody's going away. This guy's going behind bars. This loving, doting father behind bars. Hot, recent divorced teacher, mother of two.
Behind bars.
Now behind bars. This kid's going to be out on the loose.
Yeah, the only one that's free is the hero.
The son. He's the hero, okay?
Well, the son did it.
The son did it, but you still need help. You need a good father to raise you up and tell you that it's okay to share the master with your son and just say, hey, go and give it a whirl. Give it a whirl in there, all right? Hey, not stand on the rat.
I'll be in the
whirlpool. Yeah, I'll be in the whirlpool.
Give it a whirl
in the bedroom. Nightstand on the right's got rubbers and some lube. Some of that heating gel in case you're looking to get loose tonight. All right. I'll be out back ripping darts. All good, brother.
In the whirlpool. Okay.
All right, kids.
All right.
We appreciate joining us. I'm sure they'll take this down from Patreon. Did they take the
other
one down yesterday?
Way too many songs.
What happened, Delco, to the other one yesterday?
We got age gated, so I uploaded on Vimeo, and it's on Patreon.
Okay, because we showed murders and shit, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry
I think
about that.
Because we were trying.
No, it was Drinking Bros.
Oh, sorry.
We were showing some murders and shit. I apologize. But not if you're watching live. Look, you subscribe to Patreon. We hope you watch it live. Obviously, we hope you watch it later, too. But
sometimes
when
you can't
you're live,
watch
we
it
get
later.
Too excited and we start showing murders and shit.
It's kind of wild that they can age gate something that's unlisted.
I know. Very, very odd. Know, unless they
really
know the back end is through Patreon. Like,
we're really trying to stay off their radar. Like, don't pay us.
Yeah, don't.
We don't
care. Don't do anything, YouTube. I don't give a fuck.
And they're like,
so.
We found you.
Yeah, we.
Like, you cannot find that video without the link.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why that would require an age gate.
Somebody doesn't.
I think they're pissed off.
Somebody doesn't like us.
No, it's not that. I think they're pissed off that I know that they know probably the back end is going to Patreon. They're like, well, shit, we have paid subscribers here, too. Yes, you do, YouTube, but it's because you fucking suck. All right? You're the rat in this situation. You're the one who's snitching on fucking dudes having sex with hot teachers. YouTube is the rat in this situation. Guarantee it was them. All right, you know the rules. Go to fucking iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Do it. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. Walk away over there, all right? Live your fucking life. Hey, by the way, Drinking Bros, because I said once you get 10,000 reviews, I'll stop asking.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify's at 7,600.
Ooh.
So, I mean, it's not that
give
crazy.
Incentive. The last time we gave incentive, people were like, and the best, I find
when
the best.
Oh, I wore the GIMP mat,
yeah,
the GIMP costume?
I find the best incentive is for you to not talk. People love that.
Sure.
So if you were to, on Drinking Bros, be like, I'll have a muzzle, you know, I'll have duct tape over my mouth or whatever that'll say whatever you want it to say for the entire show.
Like the flying felon.
Oh, yeah, and the bag.
Yeah, bag.
Bag over the head and the fucking...
We'll wheel you in.
It'd be great.
If you get to 10,000.
Silence of the lambs.
That'd be great. Fun show today, kids. Tune on into YouTube here in, 13 minutes. We'll be live with Drinking Bros Fake News over there. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.
We'll be right back.